Hello, everybody. This is Carsten Lay with another episode from Transform Your Organization from Asia PMO podcast. Today, with our guest, Jun Han, founder of the Visual Storytelling Company. Hello, Jun Han. How are you?
Hi, Carsten. I'm good. Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Can you please introduce yourself?
My name is Jun Han. I'm a visual storyteller. Specifically, I work with business leaders and thought leaders to transform their complex, abstract, or technical ideas into visuals that are instantly relatable and understandable. The whole point is to help people get to that aha moment and realize how powerful that idea is so that you can have a proper conversation with them and work with them.
Okay, and for whom do you normally do the visuals?
Two groups of people. One are thought leaders, and thought leaders would include keynote speakers, trainers, coaches, authors. The other group would be businesses. They could be founders, could be CEOs, could be marketing leaders, and they have a product or service or a business to explain to their audience, their clients, their stakeholders. So, two very different groups, but mainly explaining their ideas.
Okay, so I have an idea, right? A lot of businesses, they spend millions of dollars to hang some abstract art into their office, which nobody understands, right? Like they buy a very expensive painting and everybody looks at it and says, I have no idea. They should engage you to have visuals in their offices, which speaks about a strategy, about the values, about what they do on a daily basis. Have you had a client like that before?
Values, not
No, I
yet.
mean, did you have a client that you decorate the office with their ideas, or you do visuals for their office?
For their office, no, not yet. And that would be pretty cool.
Yeah,
And you know, I think I.
I think it was just an idea, right? Because I see a lot of abstract stuff hanging around in offices, and people are always like, okay, our founders like art, but we cannot really digest it. Just an idea.
Yeah, I mean, abstract art is cool, right? But then that's on the artistic side,
Yes.
a goal that I'm not entirely familiar with. The ones that you're talking about, visuals that make sense to people, that's more on the functional side, I
Yeah,
believe.
but I think a good mix is good. So how does your visuals, right? I mean, you and me, we met on the Asian Speaker Network, right? This was great 2, 3 weeks ago. How do your visuals support speakers, trainers, and audience? How do you see that?
So you mentioned three groups: speakers, trainers, audience. I kind of see them as two broad groups: the people who bring the message and the people who receive the message. And what is a message really, right? It's information that's useful and valuable and makes a difference in people's lives. That's the direction that I look out for when I capture ideas to illustrate. Otherwise, it's just going to be interesting information but doesn't add to my life. Something like abstract art. Oh, it's beautiful, it's interesting, but I'm go just going to go about with the rest of my day. But if the piece of art or illustration actually adds to my life, changes how I think, feel, and act in service of a goal, I think that's worth visualizing. And that's what I do for my clients, the people who bring the message, as well as the people who receive the message, the audience. I've got to show them what's important, why you should do this, or what happens if you don't do this. And then that's what the visual conveys. So it could be a big abstract idea, make it relatable and very relevant to the audience.
Yeah, I mean, being a speaker myself and a trainer, it helps me a lot to have visuals. First, I can get away from boring PowerPoint slides with bullet points, which I think in 2025, nobody wants to see anymore, right? I mean, a little bit Microsoft Smart Art helps, but it's still pretty boring because you put a lot of words inside and everybody used the same Smart Arts, honestly, right? And then for me as speaker, it helps me because it captures the audience, right? It also helps me because I can speak more creatively about the topic because I see something which inspires me. And for the audience, of course, maybe they also have a cool memory. I mean, is it sometimes that they memorize more your graphics than the speakers. Do you see that?
So it's proven, right, from the world of advertising, from psychology and cognitive psychology. Visuals are really powerful because it's how people encode memories. Like, even if I tell you a story, you're going to encode it in a pictorial form for long-term storage, and it's easy to recall as well. So that there are many studies done, and picture superiority effect is one of them. You're able to actually recall 30 to 60% better if you had the picture to go along with the words. Even if I tell you the word dog in a list of words, right? Or in a context, I tell you the word dog, for example, and I ask you, hey, what did I tell you 3 days ago? You might forget. But I showed a picture of a dog with the word dog, right? You're gonna remember it. Even if I show you only a picture of a dog without writing out dog, well, you're still gonna remember that better, because when you see a picture, you encode it twice with the visual memory as well as a verbal auditory memory. So you engage both the visual as well as the language parts of the brain. And for speakers, authors, trainers, what's even more powerful is that, you're a trainer yourself. You know that you have an impact in the room. You can deliver the experience, but often the impact stops at the boundaries of the room. But if you have a visual that is not a stock image, if you have a visual that explains a powerful concept that can help people get to a better result, well, for one, people are going to take photo. They're going to look up, lean in, take a photo. Number two, they're going to share it online. And now you've reached people that you've never even met before. That's organic marketing.
Yeah,
For
I think
yourself,
you
would you
made a
love
very good point here that people share speakers and make photos of speakers with cool visual and powerful visuals, right? The other thing is also, let's be very honest, 50% of our speeches, people look at their phones, right? I mean, that's a bad habit. So if you have a very boring slide, nobody looks up. They will just stick on their phones. If you have something really outstanding, they look up. And you're right, they even make a picture of it, right? That's pretty good. What I would be interested now is if as a speaker or as an author, I give you a book or a text, or I give you a presentation and I say, how can you make visuals for that? What is your process to develop it? Or how do you work?
So we start with the value formula, right? Identifying ideas that are valuable, and valuable means change, moving from where you are to where you want to go. If you think about it, if you have an objective, what that really means is that there is an obstacle. If you did not have an obstacle, you've already achieved that objective. And it could be as simple as, I haven't taken the step. So the thing in the way is the action. How do you get people to move towards their action? So I look out for these key things, whether there's a conflict involved, there's a benefit. And if there's a benefit, then why are you not already there? So I look at some of these key ideas that may not be explicitly mentioned. It's implied. I find them, extract them, and make them obvious. Yeah. So
So,
I go to
you can visualize an obstacle. I can see that. And I think I have seen some of your illustration that you visualize a progress, right? From an as-is state to a to-be state. Yeah, something like that. I think that's very powerful, right? That you try to visualize change, right? Yeah. Okay. Good. And then in the process of making your visual, are you painting your visual, or do you use any programs? How do you do that technically?
I have been using since day one. I've been using Figma. It's a free software, it's a
Ah,
free
okay.
tool. You don't even need to download it. It's so simple. Just go onto your browser, log in, and you'll be able to create.
Okay, and then you put the elements together on Figma, right?
Yep, that's right. Well, most of the time in my brain and on paper, and then I do the final production on Figma.
Okay, and then you obviously speak with the, or you discuss with the speakers, and sometimes maybe they want some changes, or there's a little bit back and forth involved. I can imagine, right?
Well, so the whole process is you give me your materials, right? And then we get on an initial call to really understand the context. Because I'm sure you're aware, the content that you write down or record in a keynote or training is pure content. But understanding the nuances that is behind those content is important. That's why I always speak with my clients. Then I go away, I design it, and then I present it. I show them this is the concept based on your content. How would I use it? How would I use it in different contexts? And then based on their feedback, refine it to the final output that they can use everywhere.
And how would you describe your style of your visuals? What kind of style do you use?
Style will be direct to the point, right? I remove as many distracting details as possible. That's why you see that my drawings, my illustrations are sometimes a bit childlike, very simplistic. It is to remove the cognitive load from people. And it looks like a hand-drawn and childlike drawing just because most people on social media tend to, make it look perfect and glamorous and highly detailed and HD and all that. It's so much detail, but something simple actually feels like a breath of fresh air. So that's one way to capture attention.
Yeah, but what I saw is you use a lot of white background, which I think it's pretty cool because I see on social media a lot of distracting background, right? And you can put filter and stuff and people go nuts, right? And put some glitter here and there. I see you use a lot of white background and then you make a simple painting on the white background, right? Is that
That's
a
right.
little bit how it, yeah. So when you, I think I was some weeks ago on the speaker association meeting. Some of the drawings were from you, where some speakers had some presentations or actually some speeches with some visuals in the background, which was pretty cool. What is the audience reaction? What kind of audience reaction do you get?
So most people will be watching the screen. I was watching the audience the moment the visual flashed. You see, people actually do look up because everyone around them actually moved, physically moved to take a closer look. And people started taking out their phones to take photos. Yeah. Don't know if you noticed, but one of the speakers, when he moved on to the next slide and asked everyone else, "Hey, do you have any questions before I move on to the next part of my presentation?" The first question was, "Can you go back to the previous slide? I want to take a photo of that." So that was a very proud moment for me. And I guess it's a proof that, visuals actually capture attention or at least bring attention back. Our attention drift so many times within a minute, right? But if you have stuff like that to bring people back and educate them at the same time, people are going to feel like this is really worth paying attention to. Let me put down my phone, right? To really listen.
And people are looking. I mean, I was in the audience. I was looking forward to the next slide. I mean, I'm not such a photo taker, honestly, right? And posting person, but I was looking forward to the next slide because I knew, oh, there was a cool graphic. Hopefully, there will be another cool graphic, right? So that was a little bit reaction. Cool. Thank you so much to have you on today on our podcast. Where can people find you and how can people see some of your work?
Well, it's been great to be on this podcast with you, Carsten. Where can people find me? My website is tellvisualstories.com. I am very active on LinkedIn and Instagram. You will see my visuals there. I post just about every day now. Yeah, so come to my page if you need a dose of positivity and inspiration, and then chat with me anytime on any of these platforms.
That is great. So we transform with visuals because that's what people want nowadays, and that's how we get inspired and interested. So thank you so much for being our guest and have a great day. Thank you.